Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the 8-Bit Adventures podcast. This is episode 281, and I am your host, Sean Hayes. One topic this week, singular topic, which is today's Nintendo Direct, which is good because normally doing a Direct or a big presentation or something usually takes a full half hour, sometimes even an hour to do. So that was perfect. I was a little worried, like Monday, because I was like, this has been kind of quiet. Like, there's not really been a lot of interesting news that's come out of the pipelines. So I'm a little worried that I might not have a topic for that. I might not have any topics for this week's episode. And then yesterday Nintendo said, oh, don't worry, we're having a Direct on Wednesday. There you go. So it's almost like they knew that I needed content. So yeah, hope everyone's had a great week. Lot of great stuff coming out of this Direct. We'll say from the get-go, not really any Zelda stuff. There is like a little minor Zelda piece at the end. And no Metroid Prime 4, unfortunately. So still no news on that. The ever mysterious Metroid Prime 4. Plenty of other stuff that was shown off. A lot of Mario stuff. So that's very exciting. So that's what Mario team's been working on, is all the stuff that all got announced at the same time. So why don't we get right into it? Okay, so first up, we got a trailer for basically paid DLC expansion for Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. That is the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero. So this is like a multi-wave paid DLC expansion. The first wave features the Teal Mask and is set in Katakawa. I don't remember the region's name. Yeah, I don't exactly remember the region's name, but it aesthetically is sort of like rural Japan as opposed to Spain. Where, you know, which was the inspiration for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And features like the Festival of Masks. And then Wave 2 features like the Indigo Disc. And these, I guess, are related to Pokemon that you find there. That one is like on some sort of deep sea research station, or like underwater research station. So yeah, paid DLC expansion. I don't have Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, so I can't speak to whether this is a good deal or not. And those are coming out later this year. So I believe the Teal Mask portion is in September, I want to say, and the Indigo Disc is like later. Later in this year, like holiday season, probably. Additionally, the Detective Pikachu series returns and comes to Switch with Detective Pikachu Returns, an aptly named title, with that new installment coming October 6th, fully voice acted. So, all of the Pokemon, like in the anime, saying their names instead of doing sound effects. And Detective Pikachu doing his sort of gruff detective voice and his ever-present love of coffee. So next up, Sonic Superstars, a new 2D Sonic game featuring 12 zones and four playable characters. So there's Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy Rose. Will feature 4-player local co-op. This releases fall 2023. So this is sort of classic Sonic gameplay. Of like very fast levels, Chaos Emerald type stuff, doing things like unlocking hidden areas of stages or summoning platforms or things like that. So yeah, Sonic Superstars. Next up, farming adventure sims. There were namely two different adventure sim farming sort of adventure sim hybrids that were shown off. One was Palia, which had almost sort of I hate to describe it this way, but it's a very similar to like Dauntless and Fortnite in terms of their art style, like early Fortnite in terms of their art style. Which is a free-to-play adventure life sim that features online co-op. That's releasing holiday 2023. So kind of in the vein of sort of Rune Factory, Stardew Valley, Harvest Moon. You can hang out in town and do activity like farming, sort of life activity like cooking and things like that. But then there's also an element of like going outside of town to explore ruins and some light sort of adventure style combat. On the flip side, there's a much more sort of stylized cartoonish one called Fae Farm, which is a life sim ARPG hybrid. So for those who don't know, ARPGs are known as action RPGs. So these are games that kind of typically fall under like the genre that Diablo's in, where, it's sort of an either isometric or 3/4 view, sort of top down, and you're usually going through dungeons, but not necessarily real time combat. So it's not turn based, but featuring a lot of RPG elements to it, like levels and skill progressions and things like that. And that one sort of revolving around sort of fairy, mystique and very fantastic realms. So that one features local and multiplayer co-op. I should have said local and online multiplayer co-op. That one releases September 8th. So if you're really big into this genre, you could pick up Fae Farm in September and probably finish it by the time that Palia comes out. My guess is that if it's free to play, there's probably some sort of expansion pass and battle pass, cosmetics type stuff that is how you actually like add what their model is for actually making money. But they did say free to play in the announcement. So next up, Persona 5 Tactica. This I think warranted its own announcement. This is a tactical RPG spinoff of Persona 5. Features the same characters. It's like they go to this new, they get sucked into like this other world, and they have to go basically like team up with a revolutionary and overthrow some sort of despot. It will feature Persona's sort of Persona fusion mechanics to create new Personas. And that one will release on November 17th, that one being developed by Atlas. Next up, a couple dungeon crawlers. So the first one they showed off was Mythforce, which is a first-person roguelike dungeon crawler, heavily inspired by Saturday morning sort of fantasy cartoons. So very much like He-Man, Dungeons & Dragons, there was a little bit of like Castlevania in there, which like wasn't a Saturday morning cartoon, but has a lot of the same sort of aesthetic of like the main, what seems to be the main villain, very much looking like a Saturday morning cartoon version of Dracula. That will feature online co-op and release sometime in 2023. No hard release date yet. There is a So next up is a tactical card game RPG hybrid based on Gloomhaven. I do know we have some Gloomhaven fans that are listeners. So this will feature 17 different characters, classes, hundreds of quests, hundreds of enemies. You use, there's a little bit of like deck building and card based stuff to interact with your RPG mechanics. So I don't know if it's similar to like, because it didn't seem to be turn based, although it might be, in which case there's plenty of like turn based sort of card battler RPG games out there. So something like that. But yeah, totally in the Gloomhaven world and using all that lore. So that is coming September 18th. There's also an action RPG dungeon crawler called Silent Hope. Seems very similar to a sort of Final Fantasy-esque type of storyline and theme overall. So it will feature base building mechanics. So like you go on dungeon runs, and when you finish a run, like you get materials to bring back to your base and like build it up and do activities around the base. Sort of similar in that regard to like Fire Emblem Three Houses, where you would get materials when you go out and do missions and stuff and then bring it back to the monastery to then build stuff up and do like activities around the monastery. That one releases October 3rd. Next up, Splatfest. Latest Splatfest announcement is going to be ice cream. So I didn't think to write down what flavors of ice, but basically the three teams are going to be your favorite ice cream flavor. That will run from July 14th through the 16th. But yeah, I don't know what the three flavors are. Let's see if I can look that up really quick. Next Splatfest theme is ice cream flavors. There are also new challenges coming. Okay, so here's the three: vanilla, strawberry, and mint chip. I think this is an interesting combination of the three. I would have thought chocolate would have been thrown in there somewhere. Who knows? Excuse me. Fully expect vanilla to kind of not really be picked all that often. Because it seems like strawberry would get picked for people that sort of like fruity ice cream flavors. And just mint chocolate chip for like everybody else. But yeah. So that's coming for Splatoon 3. Now, Mario. Whole bunch of announcements for Mario. The big one, Super Mario RPG, is getting an HD remake that's coming November 17th. So there's no sort of new features being added or whatever. It's very much just sort of an uplift, a little bit of a facelift. Looks amazing. And just like some UI, you know, graphical upgrades. But otherwise, gameplay looks like it's going to remain the same. Super stoked for that. I didn't catch who's working on it. I don't know if it is Square or if it's Nintendo. Let's see. Super Mario RPG remake. Yeah, I don't see who the developer is. So that's interesting, because like the original was developed by Squaresoft. So I don't know if Square Enix is doing this new version or not. I know they did have a bunch of the copyright and trademark symbols in the corner for it, for the characters that do belong to Square Enix. But yeah, I'm super stoked about that. Also revealed an untitled Princess Peach game, which is sort of a 2.5D style. I don't know if it's going to be sort of like a follow-up to Super Princess Peach, which I think is a little better received now that it's had some time, but like was a little controversial because the whole point is like using emotions to, and like that's the gameplay, is like using different emotions to influence other people. But we'll have to see. I mean, really, they just showed like a quick clip and it was like changing outfits and just moving around a stage, and like interacting with other characters. So we don't know. But that is coming. So more info is coming soon. Will release in 2024. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon HD. Dark Moon is getting an HD remake. That is also announced for 2024. Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope is getting a Wave 2 for its DLC that launches today. There is also a demo of the base game available on the eShop. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe's Booster Course Pass is the Wave 5 is coming soon. So in addition to the new tracks, we'll also feature Petey Piranha, Wiggler, and K-Mac. As unlockable characters. And then finally, the sort of the last bit of information that they revealed in the direct is there is a new 2D Mario side-scrolling platform coming called Super Mario Wonder. That is releasing October 20th. It looks great. You're going to have sort of your classic now since Mario 2. Side-scroller gameplay of, you know, you've got Mario, Luigi, Toad, Peach. They also have Daisy now. So presumably everyone will have their own sort of unique little play style. Part of it is, so the wonder element is when you either collect certain coins or certain collectibles, like the stage starts warping in sort of psychedelic ways. So that's interesting. Like, you know, pipes will all of a sudden like start growing and shrinking or like inching along like inchworms. So yeah, very neat. Super glad to see that there's another 2D Mario game coming. That's not just, you know, an expansion to like Mario Maker. So Nintendo hasn't forgotten about that genre. And again, we'll see that October 20th of this year. Next up, the iconic Batman Arkham Trilogy is being released as a complete package that will come in fall 2023. So these games aren't exactly new, but they are still pretty highly regarded. So nice to see them on Switch. We'll see how well they run. You know, I don't know what sort of concessions they would have to make to get them to run pretty well. They didn't make any mention of it being a streaming title. So, I don't think it's like a Resident Evil 7 type thing going on. Oh dear, I forgot to take Gloomhaven out of the list here. Okay. Well, so we already covered Gloomhaven. Just Dance 2024 Evolution. Not much to talk about here. It's the next iteration of Just Dance. 40 new tracks. Otherwise, your Just Dance gameplay. So, if you're a person who's still into that and still into rhythm games, there you go. Kind of feels like Just Dance is sort of the video game equivalent of Now That's What I Call Music, where it's like every year we just get another one and they just update it with the latest with the latest tracks, like the latest radio hits. It's still fun. The core gameplay doesn't really need to change all that much because it's a pretty good core that they've got there. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, licensed racing game, that releases October 19th. Manic Mechanics. So this is for lack of a better way of describing it, it's overcooked, but you're fixing cars. Now, I don't know if it's the same developer as Overcooked. That developer is... I can't find it. Oh, 4J Studios. And Overcooked... Who was the developer for Overcooked? Doing some real-time investigation right now. Team 17. So, not the same developer. It's just similar gameplay. So I can't speak necessarily to if it's going to pull it off. It kind of, you know, it had a somewhat similar art style. It wasn't the same kind of art style. But yeah, I mean, if you're more into fixing up cars than you are cooking, you know, maybe give this one a shot. It is, by its very nature, co-op. And it leans sort of into that overly chaotic gameplay that Overcooked is so well known for. That is releasing July 13th. So that's coming out pretty soon. Next up, Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince. I played Dragon Warrior Monsters on the Game Boy Color, where it's basically Dragon Quest's version of Pokemon. So it's, you capture monsters, they're all Dragon Quest, Dragon Warrior monsters. You capture them, you can do monster breeding to like get, you know, baby monsters with like different abilities and different family traits and things like that. And then you do it to fight off an encroaching demon. I guess they showed like the intro of the game where it's you play as the Dark Prince, who is on a quest for revenge against the forces of darkness. And you get cursed by some sort of demon that says like, you shall like that you can't hurt me, basically, is what the curse says. The way you get around it is like, you just do monsters. Like, you just recruit monsters to do your dirty work. There we go. Yeah, I loved Dragon Warrior Monsters. I wish there was a little more to it, because at the time, it had like procedurally generated dungeons, but there wasn't really anything to them. The world itself was a little bare bones, but like the actual monster training part was pretty cool. So, kind of excited to see this. You know, I'm hoping for more, you know, I'm always hoping for more monster training, you know, and monster battling games. You know, especially ones that can rise up, trying to, you know, I mean, nobody's gonna put Pokemon on the defensive, but maybe give Pokemon ideas and like how to get better would be nice. So, Pikmin. Pikmin 4 is coming out July 21st. So this will feature Ochi, the rescue pup, and you go around rescuing sort of castaways on the strange planet. Big thing for the game series is Pikmin 4 will feature night missions. So usually it was a thing where like when night falls, like that's it, mission's over. Like you don't do missions at night. Now you do, and nighttime causes monsters to become frenzied, so they will just like start attacking and gobbling up everything in sight. And glow Pikmin, which will be able to like light your way and like give you a light radius type thing. So that's cool. That's pretty cool. And the fact that Pikmin 4 is just a thing that happened. And in it to commemorate the release, Pikmin and Pikmin 2 will be released on the eShop. So I don't think there are any sort of remakes. I think it's just that they are being re-released onto the Switch. In addition, Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1. So in the sort of trend that we've seen of developers, instead of putting stuff on the eShop or on Nintendo Switch Online, you know, for quote-unquote virtual console, everybody's just releasing their own collections. So this is a collection of Metal Gear Solid 1, Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake. And then it said, I don't know if it's the Super NES version of Metal Gear. Like, there were two games that were named Metal Gear that are appearing in this collection. And Snake's Revenge are all going to be part of this digital collection that's releasing on October 24th. It will also include, like, digital art books, strategy guides. That seems like a weird thing. But sure, cool. And a soundtrack player for the games. So sort of the same way that, like, Smash Brothers has, like, a soundtrack mode where you can just listen to music. This will kind of have the same thing. All right. Quite possibly. Well, I mean, the Mario RPG HD remake was pretty big. Vampire Survivors, one of this podcast's favorite games, is coming to Switch with 4-player local co-op. I don't know how that's going to work. At absolute utter chaos. I don't even know if that's a thing in the Steam version. I don't know. This, like, that's new to me. Coming August 17th. I'm stoked. I'm going to buy it again. It's worth the money. This in Stardew Valley. It's worth buying on every platform you can. Do it. Just do it. It's worth it. It's worth supporting these creators. They're doing a great job. Do it. hashtag not sponsored, honest opinion. I'm looking forward to finishing games that I have in my queue so that I can go back to Vampires and also getting over some of my health problems, which include sort of vision related stuff, so that I can play Vampire Survivors again. It's such a great game, such a great little game. Next up, Headbangers Rhythm Royale. This is a weird sort of collection of rhythm-based minigames, like Battle Royale rhythm-based minigames, featuring pigeons, like cartoon pigeons. That is just the best way I can describe it. So maybe, you know, if you're a fan of, like, Jackbox or Fall Guys, this might be, you know, kind of a thing to take a look at as, like, a party game. That releases on Halloween, October 31st of this year. Penny's Big Breakaway, a 3D platformer. Somebody's releasing a 3D platforming game in 2023. And by somebody, I mean the team that worked on Sonic Mania. So the game will feature yo-yo acrobatics and penguins. Like, penguins are going to be the main enemies, with mechanics that are reminiscent of sort of the 3D Sonic games. Just when I was looking at the gameplay, it felt very reminiscent of that. That's going to release in early 2024. Star Ocean, the Second Story R. So Star Ocean is getting a 2D HD remake. So, like, the backgrounds are going to be HD, but, like, the characters are still in a pixel style. It will feature new chain attack mechanics and a sort of follow-up attack from characters that are like that you've recruited but aren't actively in your party, which I think is an interesting thing. And that will release on November 2nd. WarioWare Move It is a new installment in the micro game series that will feature local multiplayer co-op. That releases on November 3rd. And finally, Zelda is getting Tears of the Kingdom amiibos for Princess Zelda and Ganondorf. Those are coming for the holiday season in 2023. So that is going to wrap up the news for this week, which is basically the Nintendo Direct. Again, no news for any sort of other Zelda remakes, no Metroid Prime 4, unfortunately. So this is what we got. I think there's still plenty of good stuff in here. So yeah. So that is going to wrap up for this week. That's going to wrap up the news for this week. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode. If you would like to see more content from 8-Bit Adventures, be sure to check out 8bitadventures.com. If you would like to help support that content, the best way to do that is to become a patron over at patreon.com/8bitadventures. Big shout out and thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you for your continued support. And as a reminder, you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. Our opening theme is One Up by Professor Shy Guy. You can find his work over at professorshyguy.bandcamp.com. So that's going to wrap things up for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening. And as always, have fun, happy gaming, and enjoy your pie cake.